B-Pod Studios.
Loren, it's you and I on a Rap Party podcast. Roy's on the phone with a personal call, so he said he'd come back in and jump in when he can. Producer Nicole is super excited. Nicole, tell everyone why you're super excited. On the Rap Party podcast, tell everyone why you're super excited.
Because Jason from The Bachelorette is going to come on the show on Friday.
That's exciting.
Do you know him, Loren?
I think so.
He was the one that Colton beat out on that year. Who was
the Bachelorette the year that Colton beat him out?
Becca.
Okay,
and he's a financial guy. He's going to come on and give us financial information.
Becca was on Ari's season, and then she got did wrong, and then Becca became the Bachelorette, and everyone fell in love with Jason, but then Colton became the next Bachelor, and he's finance guy. And he's got a fun way of talking about it to where you don't have to be the most knowledgeable in finance to understand. Like, he does a good job of making it elementary.
Yeah, and
that's
good,
because we're all terrible at math.
But I think it's important, like honestly, we're contract workers, but who knows if the company's going to come to us and say, hey, you know, we're not making the income we were making when we signed you guys. You know, the world is different right now. I know my wife, she works on commission. Dallas, your husband works on commission. Mm-hmm. Everybody's finances are going to look different. And we want Jason to come on, you guys, and explain to us how we can manage this.
Not only that, but I think a lot of people, they put off financial planning for a really long time because they just don't understand it.
Right, exactly. And it's just a little basic. I don't want to get into like the stock market and what stocks we need to buy. You know, my brother's all over that.
No, but I'm sure it's like 401k planning and like planning for your future and putting stuff away. I didn't even have a 401k until I was 30 years old.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Roy, we're talking to Roy's here, everybody.
Sorry about that. I was on the phone with the doc.
Yeah, that's okay. I didn't even say that. I said you took a personal call about the rash that you found on your genitals.
Yeah, that's way more serious than my thing, but yeah.
We're talking about having this guy Jason on. He's going to come on with us, Rap Party podcast guest on Friday, but we'll play him back on the air on Monday because it's important, like with finance, everybody's going through financial hardships, how we can manage our finances.
Yeah.
And then you walked in, but
I'm very fearful of that, by the way. I am. Oh yeah. Because now I have a mortgage to pay and,
right.
Sterling's job is, and I think our job for the most part is safe. But in a time like this, you just don't know.
Nope.
And then my backup plan is real estate. And I don't know if you know anything about how the economy and real estate works, but they kind of go hand in hand. So when the economy's shit, so is real estate.
I know.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Oh, I know. It's crazy. Yeah. Anyway, I thought today we had a fun show. We played the Is It a Streaming Game or Not?
Yeah, I got it right here.
Do you have any extras that you didn't use?
I do.
And by the way, Pluto TV was one of them that you brought up. Loren, are you familiar with Pluto TV?
I love Pluto
Just
TV.
Of you.
Yeah, it's an app.
I like it. It's built into my Samsung.
They got Mystery Science Theater 3000 on there that they play nonstop. I love that show.
I love whenever I'm bored just putting on Dog the Bounty Hunter channel. Because that's like a good background.
Yeah.
You don't really need to know what's going on,
yep.
and they crack me up. Yeah, so you want to go?
Yeah, give us some other ones.
Mubi?
Spell it.
M-U-B-I?
I feel like I've seen that.
I say yes.
Yep, that is correct.
I feel like my TV has Mubi.
What about Get It, Watch It?
No, sounds fake.
Now, to clarify, it's a G-I-T. Get It, Watch It.
I say fake.
I'll say real, because that was very specific.
It is not real. How about Acorn TV?
But, Loren, if you give me $20, I'll get you signed up for it.
Yeah. Acorn TV.
Acorn TV. I think that is real. I'm going to say that is a children's streaming network.
Loren?
What was it?
Acorn TV.
Oh, see, I'm getting doubled again. Or just really delayed.
Hold on.
No, we can hear you.
Yeah, but you need to be doubled to record. That's the problem. That's what happened yesterday on the Rap Party podcast.
Oh, really?
No, I don't think it's been this bad.
Hang on. Let's see what we're... Let me look at the levels.
You're
saying it's doubling right now? Say something.
Like, if I talk now...
Yeah, for some reason, there's something wrong with your board, Manny.
Should I take her out of audition? Try that.
Okay, how about now? Like, it's just not as bad, but it's just hard to talk over for long periods of time. I can do it for a second and take my earbud out.
Well, why do you have the computer in offline?
To record her. I didn't have it in offline yesterday, and it didn't record her.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah, we do need her in offline. So, you know the way to work around that? By the way, everyone's listening to the Rap Party podcast wondering what the hell they're talking about.
Well, it's a new era of the MRL show.
If you put our microphones out of program into Audition, the computer into Audition, switch the board over, you could record it that way.
I can also
pull her up on the other computer.
I can pull her up on Vox Pro. I'll do
or
that tomorrow.
Or record in Vox Pro.
I'll do that tomorrow. Yeah, or record in the Vox Pro.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you want to end the Rap Party podcast?
Yes.
Huh? 6-minute Rap Party podcast?
Yeah, well, do you have something else you want to talk about?
I mean, kind of. Like, did anybody feel bad for Rebecca in Italy?
No.
No, me neither.
She's doing okay.
She seemed like to be in Italy with Corona and the potential of getting the virus and being around hundreds that are dying is better than coming back to Denver, North Carolina.
Yeah.
That's the vibe I got.
Yeah. Like, I wish I was quarantined there too. Like, that's how fun she sounded.
Yeah. And she's on her last bottle of wine and she's like, it's okay.
Yeah, have fun. I saw some guy get put in the back of a police car because he was in the street, but we're having fun.
It was a very weird end of the show, including the caller who said that they got pulled over. The stupid reason was they were drunk doing 15 under the speed limit. And like, yeah, you called in and just said that? Yeah, of course you're going to get pulled over. The world we live in. All right, Loren, that is a Rap Party podcast. We'll figure out the technical issues and get everything fixed up for tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
All right, see ya.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.